Freestyle. Who's
right there, pie thicket? I hopped on that motherfucker. I went around the block. I said, oh, this shit easy. You don't remember that all day?
Yeah, I remember every time somebody dropped the back of my ass.
I didn't drop your I never dropped your bike. That was the other guy with dreads. Not me. He fucked his face up. No.
I forgot about the face.
Yeah, that was a Westcott. You know, he fell. He was drunk. He fell.
Oh, man. That's up. All I heard, too. I heard it. And you know how far away that house was from that the roundabout?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it.
Yep. Man, I never dropped your bike.
Oh, man.
I worked at Hardee's. I had to drive that bike in 21-degree weather.
You remember that?
My hands is like
you
this.
You remember when you worked at Stephen Barry's and I had to come pick you up? We both put on helmets on the back of the bike.
Yeah, I remember that. Hell no. Yeah.
So, hey. My car was in the shop getting a paint job.
Hey, I had to go to Foot Lock. I had to go to work. So we drove on the interstate and everything. And the nigga said, grab me by the waist. I said, what?
You've got to be kidding me. I guess I should do the whole thing. Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. I am your boy, Holiday. It's Friday. It's Freestyle Friday. And I found out when I turned on my little Netflix thing in Mahoosis this morning that Mike Tyson fighting. How the fuck old is Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson age. Mike Tyson age. That man is older than the mother sucker. Why he got muscle still? Okay. And he fast still. That boy fighting. Mike Tyson is fighting. I'm recording this November 10th, but Mike Tyson is fighting on Friday, on November the 17th. He's supposed to be fighting Jake Paul. Is it Jake or Logan? Yeah, Jake Paul. So I'm not getting way deep into this fight. I know it's supposed to be a charity event. I know Jake Paul ain't supposed to lose none of his fights, whatever like that. And he the only picks fights that he know he could win, so he doesn't lose. But he's fighting Mike Tyson. And we've all seen Bernard Hopkins get knocked the fuck out, even though that dude was invincible. What's that dude name that can't be raw, can't be raw, can't be shook, can't be... Yeah, we seen him get hit so hard, he flipped out the ring. Roy Jones Jr., we seen him get, you got knocked the fuck out! Mike, though, we seen Mike get beat. We haven't seen him look stupid getting beat. And Mike... I hope we stop this. Last time we did see you, you beat the brakes off in Indio, whatever that dude name was. The one that be walking, ooh, 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 and then slap food out of fat people's hands. He ain't never slap no food out of my hand, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he know better. Don't come slap food out of my hand. Fuck around and get a cup outside your head. I'm joking. Nah, for real though. This is going to be interesting. And here's why. Last week we just had an election. where white people and Latinos showed exactly how much they are not willing to progress in America with African Americans. Now, I do want to also say this. African Americans are the only people that America has never given reparations to. The Latinos, they got theirs. The Asians got theirs. The Hawaiians, they got theirs. The Alaskans got theirs. African Americans never got theirs. So we've always been looking out saying, hey, you know what I'm saying? You're a minority. We are minorities. We're all minorities together. Let's get together and work on things so that we can make America a better place for everyone. And them Latinos looked at us up and down. Those Asians looked us up and down. And was like, we are not you. We are them. And if we're not them, we're trying to be them. So leave us the heck alone. So, with that being said, this week is going to be very interesting. The fight is going to be very interesting because it's a black man fighting a white man. And with that happening, so close to an election where America showed us how racist and sexist they are, which is basically the same thing I've been telling y'all for years. I was hoping to be proved wrong, but no. So it's going to be interesting. If we walk up in there, Kamala done got her ass whooped, and then Mike Tyson get his ass handed to him, things going to be very, very bleak in the black neighborhoods because no one ever thought they were going to see Mike Tyson get beat. And then he got beat. And Mike Tyson has a reputation of someone who would never get his ass beat down. And we have not seen that yet. I'm hoping we don't see it on Friday. I'm actually hoping that Mike Tyson comes out there and punches that dude one time and knock his jaw loose. You drop. And then, if that happens, then Black America be very, very, very upset, excited, because we have a very short memory, and we're going to forget all about that loss. And just only think about that beautiful win. We're going to think about the way jump on Jake Paul's jaw. We go play it in slow motion. Go put some music behind it. Matter of fact, if he loses and looks the same way, it's going to be the same thing in the opposite direction. But no matter what, somebody's going to feel some sorrow. White people probably won't feel that much sorrow because they won the election last week. That was the real battle. but in Black America, we have that going on, and it's going to be... it's going to be something beautiful to see. So, hey guys, what do you guys think? I don't have too many more thoughts about that I'm willing to say right now. I might jump on Saturday morning and say something. But that's all I have for now. You can find everything that I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. You will not see me on Twitter. Not just owned by somebody different. But until next time, take care. Be safe. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.